Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sister Twine, and I want to welcome you to episode 14 of Twine Talk Daily Devotional. Bear with me one moment while I connect to my Facebook Live audience, and then I will do the introduction again. For those of you already tuning into the podcast, I love you very much. And I hope you're having a great day. Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is Friday. It is the weekend, baby. Can you believe it? Oh, man, this is so awesome. Family, I want to welcome you to today's episode. It is episode 14 of Twine Talk Daily Devotional. And today we're going to be talking about obedience and law. And then we're going to get into our daily devotional. So I love you so much. And I just want to welcome you and thank you for tuning in and for watching the show. All right, so family, my name is Sister Twine. I am the host and executive producer of Twine Talk, and today is episode 14 of our daily devotionals. And so what I like to do is I want to give a definition of obedience and the definition of the law according to my dictionary. So obedience, the moral virtue that inclines one to submit to the law of God in all of its manifestations, including the eternal law, the natural law, the divine positive law, ecclesiastical law, and civil law. And then it's referencing us to cross-reference with the word law, which we will do in a second. Obedience is also one of the evangelical councils or vows that religious publicly profess in the church. Okay? So that is our definition of obedience. And so let's go to the definition of law right now. Law. And as used in the Catholic theology, the word law is used in several senses, the most important of which are as follows: the eternal law. That is the plan of divine wisdom insofar as it directs all activity and all change towards a final end, the eternal and universal law, whereby, in the words of Vatican II, God orders, directs, and governs the whole world and the ways of human community or man conceived in his wisdom and love. The natural law, that is the sharing of the rational creature in the eternal law of God, or as Vatican II expresses it, God has enabled the human person to share in this law so that under the gentle disposition of divine providence, many may be able to arrive at an ever deeper knowledge of unchangeable truth. The divine positive law, the eternal law of God, is manifested in a fuller and clearer way through divine revelation, through the law and the prophets in the Old Testament. And these last days, he spoke to us through a son. See Hebrews 1, 2. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. Ecclesiastical church law, the norms that govern the church organized as a social and visible structure. Civil law, usually defined as an ordinance of reason promulgated by authority for the common good. Ideally, every civil law should be consistent, just, observable, and useful. All right, family. So praise God for these laws, family, and praise God for obedience on today. And as the good book says, obedience is better than any sacrifice. So let's make sure that we are being obedient to God on today as believers. So family, without further ado, I would like to get into today's devotional. And I will be coming to you. Oh, that was my highlighter. You heard the noise. Okay, so I will be coming to you today from Luke chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. Luke chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. All right? And it reads, is reproaches to unrepentant towns. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethesda. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon or Sidon at the judgment than for you. And as you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects me rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. Please allow me to say that again. Jean says, whoever listens to you listens to me. This is Jesus speaking. And whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me, which is God, the Father, the Holy Father. So family, that is a message on obedience today. And I'm so glad that I am speaking to an obedient people, you know, and like I said, the Word of God declares obedience is better than any sacrifice. And sometimes, family, when we're dealing with different laws and things that our parents or our friends are saying, sometimes we may find it hard to obey. But look at the Word of God, and you will know the truth. And that's what I encourage you to do, because His Word is His will. And God will bless you. God will just bless you for your obedience and your adherence to the law. So I love you on today. And so let's get into today's lesson plan as we continue on with our daily devotional. All that you have done to us, O Lord, you have done with true judgment. For we have sinned against you and not obeyed your commandments. But give glory to your name and deal with us according to the bounty of your mercy. Family, we serve a merciful God. We serve a graceful God, a very generous, loving God. And so he will deal with us according to the bounty of his mercy. Today's responsive reading is, for the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in ruins. They have given the corpses of your servants as food to the birds of heaven, the flesh of your faithful ones to the beasts of the earth. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. They have poured out their blood like water round about Jerusalem, and there is no one to bury them. We have become the reproach of our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. O Lord, how long will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Remember not against us the iniquities of the past. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Help us, O God, our Savior, because of the glory of your name, deliver us and pardon our sins for your name's sake. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Alleluia. Alleluia. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Remember your word to your servant, O Lord, by which you have given me hope. This is my comfort when I am brought low. By this we came to know the love of God, that Christ laid down his life for us, so we ought to lay down our lives for one another. That is the ultimate sacrifice. That is the ultimate expression of love. And I love you on today. Before we close out the broadcast, wow, time flies when we are having fun. When you're having fun, time flies, family. Family, I have a story to share with you before we close out the broadcast. This morning after Mass, I saw Father John. And, you know, I was moved. We had a regular conversation, and we talked about how beautiful the moon was last night and how beautiful it was this morning. And it was just gorgeous, family. And then I just felt led to ask him that if I wanted to make a special offering and donate it to him, how would I go about doing it? Like, what is, you know, the parish's protocol for that? The man of God, and this is my favorite, you know, favorite priest, like for the past 3 years, I love Father John, absolutely love him, love his humility, love how personable he is, love how just relatable he is, just a remarkable, intelligent man of God. So, lest I digress, because y'all know I can digress in a minute. So, in keeping with the story, family, I asked him, I said, Father, you know, if I wanted to make a special offering to you, you know, like a modest special offering, what is the protocol for that? Family, the man of God looked at me and smiled, and he said, Sister Twan, just make it to the church. Just donate it to the church. Give it to the church. And I got so happy because that was just such an apropos, an appropriate answer from the man of God who is so altruistic in their time, these priests, their time and their giving, but especially Father John. I can't speak for every priest here in America, but Father John is so altruistic. So his answer did not surprise me. And so it is my intention, and family, you pray with me. It is my intention as I'm going over my monthly budget. When I finish this broadcast, I will be sitting down having breakfast because I haven't eaten yet. And I've cooked my breakfast. I just haven't eaten it yet. And so I will be having breakfast, and then I will be going over my monthly budget, and I've already given to certain missionaries and certain missions, and I have a deposit that I need to make today for a missionary that is going to the Philippines and to love all the people, and they have a sister church in the Philippines, and so I will be making that wire transfer today. But I want, on top of my offering that I give to the parishes that I attend, I want to give a special offering to St. Paul's / St. Mary's, sister parishes. And I ask, family, that you pray that God blesses me with the resources to give a sacrificial offering to their work that they do in the community and to the mission trips that they support as well. So, family, I believe that this month I will have it within my budget and have room enough in my budget to also, on top of my giving to the parishes, I want to make a special offering. And so I believe that God is going to bless me with the resources to do it. And I am just going to budget it out, and then I will give, family. You know, and I am a cheerful giver. And so blessed are the cheerful givers, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. Family, that's, if you're going to give begrudgingly or you're going to throw it back up, as we say in the South, or we just say here in America, you know, don't throw it back up in my face. If you do something for me out of the kindness, do it for me out of the kindness of your heart. And if you do something for the kingdom of God, do it out of the kindness. I suggest you do it out of the kindness of your heart. And you don't, like, act like you're doing God any favors. First of all, he is our source, family. So if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have any resources anyway. Every good and perfect thing came from above. It comes from above, family. And so I love to give, and I am a giver. And I thank God that I am speaking to a people today, believers, and you guys are givers. And you may not always have money or funds to give, but you can give your prayers, you can give your time by volunteering to certain causes or to certain initiatives that are near and dear to you, and God will see that and see your faithfulness over it, and God will bless you, and God will increase you, and God will enlarge your territory. I'm talking about the good, merciful God that we serve on today. So I encourage you, family, to continue in your giving, whatever capacity in which God has blessed you to give. Give joyfully. Give, like, just be happy when you're able to give, and God will bless you. So, family, I hope you've enjoyed today's Daily Devotional, Episode 14. Can y'all believe it? Episode 14, family. And I just now received the notification. We are number one again, family. And this is for the fifth day this week. 5 days in a row, we are number one in Christian broadcasted on YouNow for our respective time slot. And so I want to thank you so much, family, for making us number one. All right. So, family, before I go live, when you're having fun, YouNow family, I want you to stay there so I can love on you. And I want to say goodbye to my Blog Talk Radio podcast family and my Facebook family. But before I do that, sometimes, family, and everything that I have going on, sometimes with these broadcasts and all these platforms that are connected, I forget to do the general prayers. Lord, please forgive me in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Lord, forgive me. You see my heart and you know my heart. So YouNow family, y'all sit tight. I want to give y'all some shout-outs. But let's go ahead and close out the broadcast for Blog Talk Radio podcast and my Facebook fam with some general prayers. And it's simply this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Family, I pray that you were blessed today by episode 14. Family, Monday will be episode 15 of us consistently coming together and your girl consistently and being faithful over this Squad Talk Daily Devotional. I love it, family. I love it because what happens is it challenges me to get into the Word. So I appreciate you guys holding me accountable. And so I have to show up because I know that you guys are looking to me and depending on me. And so that helps me to get into the Word. And the Word of God says, study the Word to show yourself approved. And so, family, we are in this Word. We are studying it. We are learning how to be that are disciples of Christ, that are believers of God, our universal God of love. That is what it's all about. And we are learning how to serve and love each other and be obedient in humility, in the spirit of humility. Be obedient to God, the Father, God the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit. I love you so much, Blog Talk Radio. I love you so much, Facebook. Facebook, I will see you on Monday. I hope you have a great day. You know I love you so much. You now, you sit tight for some shout-outs. I love you so much. Family, I encourage you to like this broadcast. And if you are on You Now, become a fan of this broadcast so that you will know when I am broadcasting again. And I come before you Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is Sister Twan. I am the host and executive producer of this podcast and this broadcast. And I love you so much with the compassion of Jesus Christ. What are you guys doing this weekend? What are you getting into? When I wrap up this broadcast, I'll tell you what I'm doing. First of all, your girl is going to eat because I'm hungry. I am going to break my fast and have me some turkey bacon and some eggs and some more tea. I love my tea, family. And I'm going to do my budget, and then I have to go grocery shopping today, so I have to make a grocery list. And then, of course, I have 12-10 mass, so I will go to the grocery store. It's my intention to go to the grocery store after mass, family. And then I'm supposed to receive some deliveries today, so I'm going to try to stay here up through noon just to meet the UPS guy or yesterday. In yesterday's case, it was two guys because I ordered some new furniture and some things that I needed to prepare for a special visit that I am going to be having real soon for the latter part of this year. So, family, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I love you so much. And Facebook, have a great weekend and be safe, whatever you're doing. And, family, remember to pray for the poor. And I ask that you pray for my charities. This is for Mercy for the Poor, where we make love baskets and we give alms to nonprofits and to the poor. And those love baskets consist of household items, personal care items, or food items. And I love you so much. And also, remember, pray for me as I pray for you. But more importantly, pray for the poor, pray for the widow, pray for the children, pray for the elderly. Pray for the president. Pray for President Donald Trump. Pray for President Trump's administration that they make sound and godly decisions as they lead and they guide America or Americans. And family, pray for the prime ministers, the chancellors, for the presidents of your respective countries and your respective nations. Since this is an international podcast, an international broadcast, I don't want to leave anyone out. Whatever you do today, pray. That's all I ask, is that you have a good weekend and that you pray. I love you so much, Facebook and Blog Talk Radio. And a shout-out on Facebook. I see you, Shama. I can't pronounce your first name. I'm sure it's beautiful, but it's one of those names, sort of like mine, one of those challenging names. And so I don't want to mess it up or jack it up. And y'all know I will jack up a name in a minute. So, Shama, tuning in on Facebook Live, God bless you. I love you. Have a good weekend. To my Facebook family, everybody have a good weekend. And I love you so much. And I'll see you Monday at 10 a.m. by God's grace. Bye-bye, Facebook. All right, and there goes Facebook. Sit tight, you now. I'm going to post that video. And then I'm going to say bye-bye to my Blog Talk Radio family. I love them so much. Bye-bye, Blog Talk Radio. I'll see you Monday at 10 a.m. I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. I love you so much. Bye-bye, Blog Talk.